Kay, Riley, and Joe, Monday morning. What a great looking morning it's been all morning long. Lots of sunshine, we're blue skies, and a little on the cool side. We're sitting at 62 right now. We're headed for 77. We've gotten that degree back they took away from us an hour ago.
Nice. They owed it to us.
Yep. Humidity has dropped from 96% to 66% since we started out at 5 o'clock. So we got that working for us as well. And basically what you're looking at today is all sun all day. And about a 2% chance of precipitation as we top out at 77. Tomorrow's 82, but it's got a 60% chance of rain coming along with that. Wednesday, 86, only a 20% chance and lots of sunshine. Thursday, 80 with a 40% chance of rain coming down on the 4th of July. And Friday is 77 again with a 40% chance of rain and maybe thunder.
All righty.
So hopefully we'll get a little break for fireworks festivities, backyard cookouts, all the stuff that's going to go on toward the tail end of this week. But be ready. We're kind of in an on-again, off-again cycle.
All right. All sunshine outside. Let's bring some sunshine onto our airwaves.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know.
That's buttering up, I guess, before we even start this segment of the show. Brought to you by Forest City Diagnostic Imaging. Visit them at ForestCityDI.com. And our friend Dr. Vic Zopti's on the line with us right now. Dr. Vic, how are you?
What an intro. Wow. Sunny up the sun waves, the radio waves. Let's go.
Yeah. That you know, I think he's heaped a lot of pressure on you now. You know, introduce a little sunshine to the airwaves. You got to deliver with that.
He'll step up.
I honestly don't think I can. I really don't.
Well, at least you didn't drag it out. That's the important thing. What's our topic? What's our topic this morning? We cover all things diagnostic imaging with you, and we always walk away having learned several things we didn't know.
So today is an easy one because I think we've discussed CTs are radiation. MRI is not radiation. MRI is a big magnet. But a lot of people have a lot of things in their body, and I don't mean in a bad way, in a good way. Orthopedic surgeons will put things in their body, and they're worried, can I get an MRI? This thing is metal in me. Is it going to move around? Am I going to get killed while I'm in there? I just want to go over what's safe and what's not safe for all those people that have any instrumentation in their body so far. Again, not talking about the other stuff that's after hours.
Oh, and quickly, as an aside, as you pointed out, the MRI, not radiation, a big magnet. You have explained that to us before, and I actually had a conversation with somebody who was really iffy about getting an MRI because they didn't want to expose themselves to that kind of radiation. Well, it gave me a second to recall what you had told us about and actually brought your place up on my phone and showed it to the person, and they did not realize that that's what it was.
And that's the beauty of it, right? We're giving it to pregnant women who are probably at most susceptible to having any sort of radiation. They got a fetus inside of them. This is the examination we give if we think they have appendicitis, if we think they have something going on. So an MRI is so safe that even a newborn fetus within the pregnant woman is safe. So it's an absolutely safe exam. I just want to go over, there are some things that we say, hey, maybe you got to get a CT instead of an MRI.
Sure.
Because you have... So the biggest one is, it's actually not because it moves or anything, but there's electronics that a lot of docs will put in you. For instance, if you have a bad heart, a bad ticker, and we put in a pacemaker, that uses a lot of electronics to keep the motion of your heart beating, right? Those things, it's not as though the leads will move or the pacemaker will move within your chest. The problem is the magnet will mess with the mechanics of the electronics, and it won't work. And we need your heart to keep beating. Otherwise, the MRI is not up at all. In that instance, we say if there's a pacemaker, now a lot of new pacemakers can even go into an MRI, but we always like to know, have you had a pacemaker? If yes, let's go over what's safe and what's not. Generally speaking, those are not safe. More importantly, there's a lot of electronics that you get for a diabetes pump. If you have diabetes, there's an insulin pump you can get. There's a stimulator pump, which injects a lot of... medications into your spine. There's other sort of stimulators that you can get in your spine. Those are also relatively conditional. We like to know anything, but let's talk about the big guys. You get a new knee, you get a new shoulder, you get a new hip. Those are put in by arthropods, which are orthopedic surgeons. That's titanium. So those do not move in your body. So if you have one of those, yes, we can do an MRI. The problem is when we try and look at those images, they're going to be very blurry and very tough to read. So again, all those types of things, you need to let us know what you've got. Maybe you're good for an MRI if we have a metal suppression artifact sequence. But if not, we can always get you in there, see what we see, and then if not, we can get a CT.
Okay, so it's one of those that, you know, just by coming clean on exactly what you have and all that makes the, you're still going to get proper imaging done. It just lets you know which path to take to get the optimum image.
That's correct. And I don't want anyone to fret thinking, oh my God, if I go in there, something's going to rip out of my body because it's a magnet. Most of the things we put in today, actually 95% of the things we put in today, are all safe within the magnet field. So you don't walk into the field and then your hip that we just put in is going to rip out. It's not going to happen. They don't move, nothing like that. The only reason we say, hey, look, you got to tell us is because it just makes my images more blurry and I want to give you the best diagnosis based on those images. So again, if you've got a pacemaker, you've got something electronic, that's what we tell you to take off your watch. It's not because the watch is going to stick to the side. It's because the mechanics of the watch is going to break down. Your Apple iWatch won't work anymore if it gets magnetized. Similar to your pacemaker, similar to your neurostimulators, similar to your insulin pumps.
Do you see anything in the next, you know, decade, two decades, something like that, where a non-ferrous implant wouldn't affect things like this?
100%. So all implants today, meaning whether it's a hip, knee, shoulder, any form of tendon anchor or screw we're putting in, you get, you know, your spine fusion, that's all non-ferrous. So it does move. You can do an MRI. We do them all the time. That's made of titanium, the same titanium we're putting in your golf club, if you think about it, is the same titanium we're putting in your body. So we know we're good. Except TaylorMade doesn't make all the money.
I'm hoping my body makes better use of it than I do on the golf course.
That's right. See, now we're talking legit. But all those are non-ferrous. So we can put you in a magnet tomorrow. Even if you get it done, we can put you in tomorrow. It's not going to move. The issue is that those, they are metal, so they're not bone. So when the MRI is trying to tell me what's going on in the body, it's not going to look normal. It's going to have some artifact. And that artifact, I don't want to tell you, you know, you tore your hamstring because I couldn't see it. So that's the only reason we say, hey, look, if you have any form of non-ferrous implant, we don't want to get you an MRI because of the artifact, not because it moves. We can put you in the machine fine. I think in 10 years, we're going to have such good machines that it's going to be able to delineate the metal from non-metal. And yet, to answer your question in a long-winded way, in 10 years, we're going to be able to put anyone with anything, including pacemakers, including diabetes pumps, including everything we can think of in an MRI, and we'll get perfect images because they're just that good now. Even some pacemakers today, made today, if you get it implanted, you can get an MRI. It's able to take the magnetic field, still work electronically, and give you, you know, your beating heart. So we've made strides since 2010. We're going to make strides from 2024 till 2034. It's going to be light years ahead.
So you mentioned the advancement or evolution of your machines. Is this software evolution? Your computers are getting smarter at discerning things, or are we going to actually have new hardware in our MRIs?
So it's both. And that's a great question. So we're getting more bang for the buck based on software, just like a software update for your car, for your Tesla. It can now go faster. It can now give you smoother rides, et cetera. But we're also experimenting with higher field magnets. So normally the magnets are up to 3 Tesla. Tesla is the measurement, weirdly enough, of the magnet strength, not the car, but actual magnet strength. The higher the magnet, the better the images. We went over this a little bit. So a lower magnet means your images are grainy, but we're experimenting with the perfect Tesla, perfect amount of magnetic field for the best images, which are also low risk to causing any impact. So we're experimenting even with 10 Tesla. And I think that it's both the hardware and the software that are being updated, similar to your computers.
Okay. Now, this I'm just sitting here thinking about, you know, the advances in MRI and what's going on now. How long has MRI been with us?
A long time. So the first MRIs were actually theorized in like the 70s and 80s and actually put in use. 90s became sort of, we can do MRIs, they're very expensive, but it's a very powerful tool for brain imaging, et cetera. 2000s, it exploded. We were able to take a machine that was very expensive to install, very expensive to read, very hard to do, and make that kind of easy to do, fast, right? Because the problem with MRI is actually not the fact that it's a big magnet. It's that it takes about an hour per patient. We've gotten those sequences down to 25 minutes, right? So now it's all, I think the more we iterate, it's going to be even faster and faster. So it's been around forever, similar to the car, right? In 1920s, you call that thing that, you know, the Ford Motor Company made a car, but look at the car then versus the car now. So it's been around for a while, and we're just iterating better and better. Now, here's the crazy part, is I'm betting that there probably is going to be a different modality rather than MRI in the future that we're going to do for molecular imaging or something like that. And I don't know what that is. Obviously, if I did, I wouldn't be talking to you. I'd be a billionaire. But
oh, you still talk to us if you're a billionaire.
Yeah, just you like, I won't take your calls.
Correct.
That's what he'll say.
I think that it's been around for a while, and given the fact that, you know, 50 years is relatively long, but in a technological advancement site from the 2000s through now has been a greater curve, similar to the phone. The telephone's been around since Alexander Graham Bell. You know, the iPhone's only been out since 2010, right? So we've done wonders with what we can do with technology. Same thing's going to happen with the MRI.
You talked a lot about the metal inside your body, most of it being okay for the MRIs. Now, something Riley and I don't really need to worry about. I think, I don't know, I've never seen Riley without a shirt off.
No, but, I'm metal free.
But piercings, tattoos, you know, we've heard the stories, you know, it'll rip it out of your nose, it'll rip it out of your belly button. The ink in your tattoo will come through and out of your skin. Any of that true, either today or, you know, in the infancy of MRIs?
So the truth is it's not really been studied because it's a hard stop. If you have a piercing, take it out, right? You've got to take it out. We don't know what that piercing was made of. We don't know where you got the piercing. Just take it out. I mean, obviously it's able. Now, if you can't take it out, that's a different issue we come across. But more importantly, just take out the piercing. The thing with the tattoo isn't the fact that the ink will move. It's used with a needle, right? So even when you do a surgery, there's like, and you use a needle, there's scrapings of the needle, literal shards of the needle that is microscopic that can be left on your skin or in your body, right? That, we just say, let the skin fibrose it down for about 2 to 6 weeks. If you have a tattoo, don't get an MRI the day after you get a tattoo because there might be some metal shavings that we didn't know about. It might cause some redness or tingling or something like that. However, anyone with a tattoo can get an MRI, obviously. We just have to wait till the skin is tough enough to hold down that metal shavings that are microscopic, which will come off, right? Anytime you're rubbing a needle, even anything strong, there will be shards of that metallic material left on your body. So that's why we say just don't get an MRI. We just need some time for it to fibrose in.
All right. Well, one less thing to worry about. And, you know, I'm over at your website, forestcitydi.com, which we recommend everybody come in and check this out. For people who are freaked out by the idea of the claustrophobic angle on the MRI, that wide field, high field, wide bore that you have should alleviate all of that, too.
So that is the greatest innovation I can say we've done in MRI, just as a reading standpoint and as a diagnostic or healthcare standpoint, because open field MRI, while great, it does give you some alleviation of claustrophobia. There's still a big plate in front of you. With a wide bore, we get the best of both worlds, right? We're in a wider tube, so it doesn't feel like it's a coffin right up on you, but I get very strong magnetic waves. The Teslas are high. It's a high field. So as a doctor that needs to tell you how you're doing, I need the best images, right? And if I get a grainy image, I might miss a cancer, which you don't want to do. I'd rather have you suck it up, unfortunately, get medication so that it's not as scary and get the better images. But in this instance, I can have you come in, you're not as claustrophobic, and I get fantastic images. So it's not an open field where it's a lower Tesla. So for me as a doctor, I need a higher field because it's going to give me the best picture that I can do this once a year or if once in your lifetime and tell you this is what's wrong with you and you may not have to come back and see me. With a low field, unfortunately, if I can say I can't actually see what's going on, we need to get another, then you're coming back over and over again. It's a waste of time, waste of money. So I love it so much that this is the greatest technology that, you know, Forest City has implemented because we've got the best of both worlds. I'll give you an A-plus diagnosis, and it's not going to be as cumbersome as a closed MRI, which is right up on you and you're claustrophobic.
Yeah, so keep that one in mind. If the claustrophobic angle on things is what's been holding you back, and you know, once again, I've got a friend who said the very reason he's really reticent about doing it is he's afraid he's going to completely freak out.
And a fair fear, right? It's I don't want to go in a coffin. It's scary. I understand the fear. And then, you know, another thing that people say is, rather than that, well, I have some sort of, you know, I got my shoulder replaced. I have had surgery with a cholecystectomy previously. I've had staples. You know, all that is safe. Just tell us what you have. Everything you have, almost 95% of things that you have, we're able to still do an MRI and it won't affect any images at all. Obviously, we'd like to know just so we know how to position you or when we should do the MRI, whether it's, you know, the day after surgery. If you're telling us I have this, we're not going to do the MRI right away. But anything you have, let us know. We can still get you in there. It's not as scary. It's an open bore, or wide bore, I should say, with a high field. So we're going to get the best images, and you shouldn't be as scared.
Outstanding. And on that note, that'll run us out of time. Doctor, how do people reach out if they got a question, a comment, a concern, and they would like to talk to you about anything that you've shared with us this morning?
So again, I'm on Twitter, Vic.Sabti, and then more importantly, reach out to Forest City, call in, say, hey, we love that doc, which, you know, I'll be happy to hear.
I will.
If I have questions, or I want to tell him I love him, or I want to send him some cookies.
Sure.
All those things are absolutely allowed. Just reach out to Forest City Diagnostics. They'll get in touch with me, no problem.
ForestCityDI.com. That's how you do it. The number's there. The fax number's there. How to reach out. All of those things. And plus, you'll learn a lot because it's a really cool website. Dr. Vic, thanks for taking time out of what we know is always a busy day and coming in here and educating us.
Love you guys. Happy holiday week.
Happy holiday week to you as well. All right. Loves us. See, that's a fine guest who loves
us. It was sunny.
Maybe that had something to do with it. Yeah. 853 News Talk 1440 WROK.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements.